This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 6 p.m. Central Time update on Hurricane Alex. Alex is now a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour, and some additional increase in strength is possible over the next 2 or 3 hours, just prior to Alex making landfall in northeastern Mexico. There have been no changes to the hurricane and tropical storm warnings. A hurricane warning remains in effect from south of Baffin Bay, Texas, to La Cruz, Mexico, with a tropical storm warning from Baffin Bay to Port O'Connor, Texas, and from south of La Cruz to Cabo Rojo, Mexico. Alex is moving towards the west at about 12 miles per hour. We expect this motion to continue for the next 2 or 3 hours, which should take the center of Alex to the coast, northeastern Mexico, in about 2 or 3 hours' time. Now, Alex is a very large tropical cyclone. Hurricane force winds extend out about 70 miles from the center. Tropical storm force winds about 205 miles from the center. We've recently had a report on South Padre Island of a wind gust to 60 miles per hour. And hurricane force winds should be reaching the coast of northeastern Mexico very, very soon. Rainfall, we're expecting 6 to 12 inches over parts of northeastern Mexico and south Texas, with isolated maximum amounts of 20 inches. In regions of elevated terrain in northeastern Mexico, these heavy rains could cause life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. We also are expecting storm surge flooding. A storm tide of 4 to 6 feet is expected near and to the north of where the center of Alex makes landfall in northeastern Mexico, and a storm tide of 3 to 5 feet in extreme south Texas. Isolated tornadoes are also possible this evening over portions of extreme south Texas. The next advisory will be issued at 8 p.m. Central Time. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center.